I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The number of visitors to DuPont State Forest has more than doubled this decade. It's just one of the many outdoor destinations that has helped form Asheville and Western North Carolina's national profile. Something else is now getting national attention, too: the region's industry that builds the products those outdoor visitors use. The workday is winding down on the production floor at Sylvan Sport in Brevard. The weekend starts when quitting time hits at 3 p.m. on Thursdays like this. One reason for the long weekends here, so workers like Bronson Patton can go out into the woods or get on the water and use the very products they build.
We get together and go to the river, and we go play in the woods, and I'm mountain biking, we camp, we do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, play golf.
The proximity of where the products are made and where they are used is more important for outdoor recreation businesses than it is for most industries, says Tom Dempsey, the founder of Sylvan Sport. He says that proximity is one of many reasons he chose to locate their facility in Brevard, a town far from large population centers.
Certain costs are a little bit higher here, so in some sense, it really has to be worth it to do business here and overcome those obstacles. We're able to do that, I think, because we are in a unique industry where our customers value this landscape and these outdoor attributes.
The closeness also helps attract and retain workers. Sylvan Sport is planning on doubling its workforce from 20 to 40 over the next year, says Dempsey.
So the fact that we're a half mile from a trailhead that takes you into the Pisgah National Forest on a mountain bike is a super selling feature for me to bring professionals in the outdoor space to come work at our company.
The mountains are just one reason Weaverville native Patrick Bailey decided to stay in Western North Carolina to work for Sylvan Sport.
We're one of the few companies in this region that specialize in and do aluminum TIG welding, so that was initially the first thing that really brought me here.
Bailey explains this specialized form of welding.
It's just using a tungsten electrode with an inert gas to shield it, and then you're applying a very large amount of electricity to that with an alternating current in order to bring the temperature up to around the same temperature of the surface of the sun. It's about 9,000-10,000 degrees.
Using aluminum and welding it this way makes Sylvan Sport's Go Camper very lightweight, which is key to it becoming a bestseller.
You're able to pull this with Mini Cooper or any kind of small car. At 800 pounds, I mean, that's unheard of in the trailer industry for a product the size of ours. And then when you start getting into actual campers with the ability to sleep and everything that we offer, you're just not going to find that in that kind of weight class.
The success of these products, the manufacturing it takes to make them, and the businesses that are selling them in Western North Carolina are getting national notice.
We've always had this idea of outdoor recreation being a draw for people and being an economic catalyst for us.
That's North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper speaking at a conference this summer in Asheville, where representatives from nearly a dozen states met to discuss how to promote outdoor recreation in their areas. Asheville was chosen to host in part because of Western North Carolina's rising profile as an outdoor destination, but also because North Carolina has become a national leader in the field. Outdoor recreation is a $28 billion industry in North Carolina, which puts the state on par with Colorado, a place maybe best known for its mountain landscapes and the opportunities they offer for the adventurous. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper also addressed the conference with Cooper.
Yeah, I was teasing somebody today at lunch that North Carolina and Colorado really could be sister states, that our mountains are higher, but you guys have an ocean, and you have a hell of a lot more water in your rivers. I noticed how deep they are.
Use all yours for beer.
Yeah, well, not anymore. Now you're making as much beer as we are, I think.
Western North Carolina and Sylvan Sport also serve as an example for another topic talked up at the conference, how the outdoor recreation industry could be an economic boon for rural areas struggling to grow jobs. Corey Atkins of the Asheville Area Chamber of Commerce says that's something they're exploring as part of a new partnership with neighboring Haywood County's Chamber of Commerce.
There's a really good argument to be made for companies to locate there, and we're hopeful that our neighbors, because if they're doing well, we're doing well, and we need them to grow. We rely on each other as a region.
After all, mountains and rivers don't heed city, county, or state lines. They were here long before them. I'm Matt Bush.